This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former President Donald Trump with some serious crimes. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. He allegedly twice showed some of the classified materials to others. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Special Counsel Jack Smith says the indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in Florida.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Initial legal analysis of the indictment and the charges against Trump by at least one legal expert indicates the Justice Department has built a fairly strong case. Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how much Trump appears to help prosecutors with their own case.
These questions of intent become very important. The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that if he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to point out.